Hey Bear fans, Matt Shenander here. No Jason Miller today, but we do have a special off-season episode that contains an extended interview we did with Coach Peterson recently. We talked with Butch about his final thoughts on the 2015 season, a preview of the 2016 season, we meet the new coaching staff, and we also talk about how the team can get back into the state championship game. All of that and so much more. This is only the audio version of the interview, so be sure to check out the video on westbranchfootball.com to get the full experience and to catch a glimpse at the new jerseys that Coach Peterson will talk about. We are looking forward to the start of the season in a few months, but until then, stay with us on westbranchfootball.com for all of the off-season happenings from the program. All right, here's the interview. So, Butch, during the 2015 season, the team finished 11-1, district champions again, undefeated in the regular season. Made it to the quarterfinals in the playoffs. There's a bunch of school records broken by quarterbacks. Cooper Koenig did, a fantastic job. That's just a small list of a lot of the accomplishments made during the 2015 season. What are your overall thoughts on how the season went?
Well, I thought that the kids played to their ability. I thought they worked extremely hard. We have a little saying that we have at the beginning of the year. If you improve 1% each day during the football season, by the end of the year, you're going to be a pretty good football team. And I thought that's exactly what happened. I thought the team had great team chemistry. It worked together extremely well. And in practice, they were very focused and they were very coachable. And that made them become a very good football team.
What did you think was the biggest improvement that they made throughout the year from June and up through November?
I think the versatility that we had a lot of different weapons that we could go to offensively, and I thought defensively we grew as well during the course of the year because we had a lot of people to replace on defense, and I thought that we came around in both avenues very well, and I thought Kevin Crossway did a very good job this year with the special teams. So when you have all three prongs working, you have a pretty effective weapon.
Yeah. So departing seniors, what is this team going to miss most about them?
Well, I think if you could put it down into a nutshell, I think their leadership. I think the things that they did as a team, the things that they did to help the underclassmen, I just think the overall team leadership of our seniors last year was very good, and I thought it was very evident when they played on the field. They stepped up. Some of them needed to be vocal leaders, and they were. Some of them led by example, and that was a positive as well. So I just think their leadership.
Yeah, so one of those seniors that's leaving us, and you bring up leadership, we got to talk about Drew Finnegan. Real unfortunate how, in the first game of the year, he broke his ankle and was out up until the second playoff game against Pella Christian. Talk about, the kind of approach that you took with Drew while he was hurt to kind of be that player coach. And how did you react? How did the coaching staff react? And how did the other players react to that, too?
Well, I thought it was a very wonderful experience as far as the players and the coaches were concerned. And when Drew got hurt in the Lisbon game, it was obviously a very devastating blow. But he handled it as well as any kid that I've ever seen go through such a situation. He came to practices. He was a coach, and he actually coached. He was out there showing some technique and trying to help the kids become better football players. And then to watch him work and to rehab and to come back and to get back on the field, what a tremendous, tremendous example for a young man to show his teammates. And it's teary-eyed. You get teary-eyed when you think of Drew and what he did, and his family should be so very, very proud of Drew. And I know that I am, and he'll be somebody I'll never forget.
Yeah. All right, so let's move ahead to 2016. Earlier this year, district pairings and the schedule were announced for not only the 2016 season, but the 2017 season. Some of the people in the district include Jessup, Maquoketa Valley, Clayton Ridge, just a lot of teams that either we haven't played before or just don't play very much until the playoffs. Talk about these new teams in the district, and I know we've got some returning ones as well that we've been with for a while. Just talk about what your thoughts are on that district and how you think it's going to shape out.
I think our district this year seriously is the toughest we've ever had. Jessup was a football team that returns a lot of players. They beat Dyke New Hartford last year, and we all know Dyke's a great football program. Maquoketa Valley has another outstanding football team. They were 7-2, I believe, a year ago. Clayton Ridge is, you know, loaded. They played a bunch of sophomores last year, so they're going to be coming back. Our two non-district games, West Liberty will be vastly improved. When our kids this year were sophomores, West Liberty really handled us badly by 3 or 4 touchdowns, and that's going to be a huge game for us to be ready to come back and show how much that we can improve, because we have to play Liberty out on their field, and they're going to be a very good football team. And, of course, Burlington-Notre Dame, again, is going to be one of the fastest teams in the state of Iowa. They proved it again this weekend, the state track meet, and it's going to be a challenge against those young men as well. We have Durant also on our schedule, North Cedar, Tipton, Bellevue. Tipton is going to be a challenge for us. They run a single wing. It's kind of a nice thing to have happen. We've kind of wanted to play Tipton for the past few years, a Cedar County opponent, and now we got them back on our schedule, and I know Josh Barr does a nice job with his program over there, so we're excited to play them. North Cedar had a down year last year, but they're very well coached, and they'll bounce back, and they'll be a very good football team. Bellevue will have maybe one of the best running backs in our district. He transferred in from Dubuque Hempstead, and they throttled our sophomores last year in a ball game up there. So Bellevue is going to be very, very underrated, and they're going to be a very good football team. And the rest of the team, you know, the rest of the league I mentioned are very balanced. But our schedule starts off tough. Mm-hmm. When you go with Liberty, then you go Burlington-Notre Dame, then you go Jessup. That's three of the best teams on your schedule the first three games. So it's very evident that we have to do some things this summer, and we have to report in shape, and we have to be ready to go to work, because our first three games are going to be tough.
Yeah. So you mentioned West Burlington, Notre Dame. This offseason, when the state released their class announcements for all the teams in the state, West Burlington actually moved up to 3A. So what are your thoughts on playing a 3A team, and, you know, maybe why the state decided to do that? Even if we didn't request to play them,
it's a question mark to me. I'm not sure why we did it. I know that West Branch and Regina are the only teams, to my knowledge, that 1A teams that are playing a 3A team. Do I think it's a good idea? No, I don't. I think playing two classes up is not really the best situation. I talked to the state about it, and they said that they felt the tradition of our program, we would be able to handle the situation in a positive way, and that's that way we're going to approach it.
Absolutely.
They're on our schedule. We want to play them. We want to beat them, and it'll be a challenge, but it'll make us a better football team in the long run.
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, last year, Cooper Koenig, school record breaking quarterback, but he also had a pretty productive wide receiver corps to throw to. And, Matt Shaver, Hunter Wargo, those guys are gone. Who's going to be replacing them just because they've been so productive over the last couple of years? How do you replace that? And then who's going to be throwing it to him? Because Cooper Koenig's gone, and we've got Bo Cornwell and Brandon Rummelhart kind of in for the running for quarterback. Talk about those two position groups and kind of what you expect to unfold this summer and into camp this fall.
Well, from a quarterback standpoint, it's going to be Brandon Rummelhart or Bo Cornwell, and it's going to be who goes out there and does the job for us in practice settings and also in 7-on-7 settings. We have a session on June 5th at Coe College. We have another session on June 12th at Coe College, and then we have another session right now on June 26th at Mount Vernon. So those kids will have an opportunity in those settings to show us what they can do. And, it depends what they do in the weight room, how much weight they get on. Brandon's going to have to rehab that shoulder and get it ready to go. Bo's going to have to be able to not turn the ball over and be quick and efficient, running the zone read, running the spread type offense that we have, and also being able to throw the football down the field. So it's going to be a challenge for both kids. But I know both kids are extremely excited about it. And to me, if one of them beats one of them out, the other one's going to have to play somewhere else because we're a small school. So, they're both going to be down the field this fall, but as far as the quarterback position, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
Receiving-wise, we bring back Cooper Cobble, basically the only one coming back, but I think we have some good receivers that we can throw to. Ben Thompson is going to be a good player. Jacob Graves is going to be another one I think is going to do a great job for us. Garrett Tucker is somebody that can step in there. Brett Sheely, a sophomore, might be able to do that. So we have some kids that are going to, Tanner Lukuski is another one, a freshman, that might be able to do that. So you can see just by right now that, well, I'm talking a little bit of diaper rash. We're going to have some kids that are very young in our lineups this year. We're going to have some kids that are going to be completely green. So are we going to call a rebuilding year? Probably not, because that's not what we do at West Branch. We're going to reload, but we're going to reload with some ammunition that's pretty green. So we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah. So speaking of reloading, so freshman this past season, Derek Sparks, I think he literally provided sparks for this team, especially on a couple kickoff plays. You know, Luke Lenock is finally going to be a senior this year. That's weird to think about. It seems like he's been here forever. Do you think that Derek Sparks is a possible replacement for Luke Lenock, or who do you see coming down the line that could fill in Lenock's shoes when he's graduated?
I would say right now probably it will be Derek Sparks. Jacob Graves is a good running back as well. Some of the freshmen I don't know very well. They've mentioned Goodell to me that he's a good good-looking running back. Levi Kleinmeier is supposed to be a good-looking athlete as well. So the young ones we don't know a whole lot about right now, but I think Derek could be the heir apparent, but you never know. Depends on how hard he works. He's got an opportunity to be a good player, but now we're going to see if he steps up and does the job. He's gained enough weight now that he weighs 195 pounds, and he has to be physically tougher as a runner. He's got the sprinter speed, but he's got to be able to drop that head and get after people as well.
I don't think he'll have a problem with that, considering some of the plays we've seen from him.
No, he's a hitter. He likes contact.
Yeah. So let's flip over to the coaching staff now. There are a few coaching staff changes that have happened during the offseason here. Chris and Bryant Robertson have decided to leave the team just to their work and personal lives just got too busy for them to commit properly to the football program. So John Hirschman will be the new fresh off coach. But you also bring in Braddock, Federline, Finnegan, and Hohmeister. Talk about those four guys, what their role is on the team, and a little bit of their backgrounds.
Well, Braddock, you know, played football here, was a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete for West Branch in football and basketball. I can hit a golf ball a mile. Still holds some state records in state championship playoff games, and Kevin's going to be a big addition to our program. John's going to have him do some things with his special team and obviously with the running backs. Yeah. And I think he'll do a super job for us, and I'll have him on the sidelines with me and Tyler Bailey. We'll be kind of working some of the defense down there on the sidelines together this fall, and he's going to do a super job for us. Austin Finnegan came in. He's a West Branch Bear, which when I'm thinking about that, eight of our football coaches now are West Branch football players, which tells me how they want to give back to the program that they once played in. That makes me feel extremely proud. But Austin was a great football player for us, and he's going to be a very good coach. I watched him coach the little kids, the fifth and sixth graders, and I was very impressed with him in that regard, and that's one of the reasons I chose him. Chad Federline played in the 1991 state championship football team, was an all-state football player, was on our staff a few years back, and then his children were kind of small, and he kind of wanted them to grow up a little bit, and now they're back, and they're a little older, and Chad wanted to get back in the program, so we added him. And our town policeman, Mike, came over to me, and he's my neighbor, and said that he had a guy that was played on the national championship team at Grandview College. And it was a defensive back, and his name is Wes Hohmeister. I think it's how it's pronounced. And we interviewed him. I interviewed him. John Hirschman interviewed him, and he impressed us a lot. He's very enthusiastic. He's young. He's vibrant, and he's going to add a lot of spark to our Fessoff football program and the varsity as well.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, having a lot of former players on the staff. That's kind of, I think it's, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years, that number has really, you know, raised up. A lot of it's West Branch graduates. Do you think that's important? And if so, why?
I think any time that a school district can bring back an alumni person and wants to be involved in a coaching position or a teacher, if somebody who used to go to school here is a certified teacher and a good candidate and they want to teach in this school district, I think it's absolutely ridiculous to not let them be involved in the program at West Branch. And I'm really proud to say that we have eight guys on our staff and they're very proud to be involved in it. So I think it's a win-win. There's no doubt about it for the West Branch School District to have these guys back.
So continuing with the coaching staff here, you know, every off season the staff visits some coaching camps at various colleges around the U.S. I think one of them was Michigan this year. Talk about you know, what those trips do, what the benefit of them are, and which ones have already happened this season and which ones are on the books.
Well, Telly and Tyler and Cole Kelly went to Michigan, and they got a lot of spread look up there. They got a lot of look because the Baltimore Ravens were there as well, okay, and their coaching staff, and they got some things that we're going to be able to work, work with technique-wise. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us went to Notre Dame. And we heard Lou Holtz, we heard Bobby Stoops, we heard some Jerry Kill from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Some great, great coaches were up there and some great high school coaches, and we learned a lot of things up there as well. But one of the things that you do when you go on a trip like that is you have the ability to bond as a staff, really get to know each other as human beings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for coaches to go to those clinics, to pick up new ideas, and to also become really familiar with the people that they're going to work with. And that's one of the reasons I've always gone to those. We've gone to Notre Dame, we've gone to Ohio State, we've gone to Michigan, we've gone to about every big clinic around, and I think it's been very worthwhile for our development as a coaching staff.
Great. So what are some of the things that the players are doing to get ready in the off season? I know you mentioned 7-on-7 and weightlifting. What are the things is the team doing?
Well, we have a little saying, you know, each year a team has new challenges and new opportunities. And this is exactly what's going to happen this year with this group. They have some opportunities ahead of them, but they have some challenges. And one of the ways that they have to meet those challenges, they have to get in the weight room. They have to be consistent lifters. They're going to have one of the best strength coaches around in Phil Johnson. He's going to work his heart out to get those kids bigger and stronger, but he can't go get them and drag them off the street. And that's where the question mark is going to be with this year's group. Do we have the senior leadership to step up, get into the weight room, and bring the young kids in with them and develop as football players? Because the weight room is the key. And you develop your football program in the weight room, and it's that simple.
So last season, the South end zone scoreboard was replaced, functioning this past season, which was nice for fans that sat kind of on the north side of the Little Rose Bowl. What other, you know, either on field or around the field changes are in the plans right now?
We have our 25-second clocks that are going to be added this year. They're very expensive. They're something that we don't have to have, but I think down the road the state will require that. So we wanted to be proactive. We wanted to go out and buy those. Our school doesn't have the money to buy things like that. So what we do in West Branch, you know, you always hear West Branch football, they get everything. They get everything. That's a falsehood. West Branch football gets everything because they go out and work for it. You know, we sell cards in the fall. You know, we make $10,000 on that project. We have a trivia night downtown where the parents and the fans of West Branch come down. They donate money to the program. The kids work at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and that's not an easy job working some of those concession stands. And even today, they're out in cornfields and fields in the country, and they're laying erosion blankets with Bruce Barnhart. He graciously accepted those kids and told them that he would pay them money to go out and do that. And that project right there is going to pay for the clocks that we're going to get. And I think that's the way it's supposed to be in high school.
Yeah.
I don't think you should just get everything you want. I think you have to work for it. And there's not a program, in my opinion, that does a better job in our school district working for money than the West Branch football team.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. So any updates on the press box situation or what's on the cards for that?
I know that obviously the press box is a situation that is kind of an eyesore. It's a situation that I know that the administration is concerned about, but as far as any movement on replacing this thing, which needs to be replaced, there's no movement at this time.
Okay. So another new thing this year is going to be home jerseys and pants as well. Want to show those?
Yeah, this is the new jersey that we have.
Wow.
And you can see, you know, there's a lot of college orientation as far as the sleeves are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the tackle twill letters, which are extremely nice to have. And we have, you know, obviously our Bears in the front. But the thing in the front that really should stand out are the purple lines that we have here. One of the things that I have always tried to stress at West Branch, and I think our school district should continue to try to do that, is don't forget the people in the past that have made the school district what it is today. And we've added those purple stripes on there for honoring the last few players that played with the purple jerseys on at West Branch High School. And so every time we step on the field, they're going to be remembered now. We do have a game where we're going to have our purple jerseys on this year again, our throwback jerseys, but we're going to have this on the rest of the time, and I'm extremely proud to have that. The kids went out and got enough money, with school money as well, to buy some pants. We got new pants. And the kids wanted to have their helmets painted. They came to me, and I looked at the idea, and I think you call it a matte black, right?
Yep.
So our helmets have all been repainted. In fact, they're in Ohio right now, and they should be coming back in the next week. Wow. And they're going to be really cool, and I'm excited to see those, and the kids are very excited, too. So I think we're trying to do some things to always update and keep things modern, and I think we do a good job of that.
Cool. So you mentioned throwback night, so that's going to happen again this year. Which game is that going to be against?
I don't think it's been established yet.
Okay.
And they're going to have the military night again as well. And those things are kind of on the drawing board right now.
Sure.
Dave McElrath has done a lot of that. I talked to him last night, and he's still in the process of deciding some of these things. But it's going to be announced very shortly.
Great. Yeah, looking forward to that. Last year was spectacular. Saw the on-field events and all the raw emotion that happened before the game was pretty incredible.
We're going to have the fireworks again this year. I called the gentleman who does those, and I asked for three, and he said we can only give you two because everybody else is now wanting to do the same thing. But we do have our fireworks two times this year, and I think that's cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether Dave's going to drop somebody out of an airplane this year or not, or he's going to do something different, but knowing Dave McElrath, he'll come up with something that's going to be extravaganza.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about the on-field play, few years have been resulted in second or third round exits from the playoffs. It's a fantastic statement about the coaching staff, the players that are playing, to get to that point and work so hard and earn that spot in the playoffs. But how can this team get over that jump and make it back into the championship games establish West Branch football as the best team in the state again?
I think that's a tough question to answer because I think that they're doing everything that they can right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the weight room needs to be better. We need to get more participation in there. And I think if they'll do that, they'll develop their bodies, not only for football, but also for the other sports. So the weight room is the key to me. How strong you can be out there, how agile you can be in the speed and agility drills, I think that's a huge key. As a coaching staff, we stay very modern. I know I've had a lot of people in the state of Iowa that I've coached against for many years. They have a lot of the same philosophies offensively and defensively from the day one that they still have today. I know a guy that's 72 years old that's going to be coaching again this year, and a lot of things he's done for 40 years he's still doing, and they're successful. We have a little different avenue that we look at. We go out and we try to be modernized. We try to do more spread stuff. We try to stay with the trends that we're doing and we see in college football on offense, defense, and special teams. So I think if you do those packages, you work in the weight room, and you have the good work ethic that we normally have in this school district, because there's no option.
Mm-hmm.
At West Branch, if you go out for football, you're going to work hard. And if you don't, if you don't want to do that, then you really shouldn't show up. And that's the beauty right now. Last Sunday, we had our spring football meeting, 61 kids. Now, that's not very normal for a 1A school. Usually, you're going to have 40 to 45 kids, and we have 61. We are young. We're very, very young this year, the youngest we've been in a long, long time. But that will develop as we go through the season, and we'll coach them up a lot, and they'll get better. But those are the questions, and those are some of the things that you have to do to reach that level. Then you have to have some luck. I mean, we could have easily won the Regina game last year. Give them credit. They beat us. We had some things that happened to us in that ball game that cost us a win, and that happens. That's football. So you got to let that go and go forward. That's why God put a nose on the front of your face to look this way rather than looking this way. So we're ready to go this way. I was talking to Mr. Hatfield the other day. Old school versus the new generation. If anybody has any common sense at all, West Branch football is not old school. Everything we do is modern, it's new, it's innovative, and that's what the difference is between old school. Now, some people are old school. We are old school with discipline. We are old school with conditioning. We are old school with wanting character from our players. But that is, to me, not old school, it's the right school.
Right.
And we're going to continue to do that. And I think other teams are starting to follow that same mold. A lot of times, they used to didn't condition anymore after practice. We've done that every single year, and we've won a lot of ball games in the second half.
Yeah.
And we're not going to change. So if that's old school, that's great. But to me, and I think to our players and our fans, it's the right school. Are we going to get in their ear hole and yell at them? You betcha. We're also going to hug them. We're going to give them, you know, everything that they deserve to get. And that's the way you're supposed to coach. So, no, I'm just looking forward to the upcoming season. I have great support from the administration, and we want to continue to make this program grow. I'm excited about it. I've got as much energy now as I've ever had. Everybody says, when are you going to quit? When are you going to quit? I'm going to quit when I can't do this anymore. When I don't think I can efficiently coach, then I'll go somewhere else. But right now, I feel like West Branch is the place for me. Someday I do want to coach with my son at Mount Vernon. Everybody asks that question. I definitely want to coach at Mount Vernon someday, but I'm not sure the time is right now.
Sure. All right. Great. Anything else, Butch?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.